The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Coming up on Texans 360, we revisit the best videos of the offseason. Bill O'Brien on the schedule, Shane Leckler's fishing trip, Texans at a fashion show, cheerleaders, and a whole lot more. Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to Texans 360. I'm your host, Mark Vandermeer. This is the show that keeps you up to date with everything involving your Houston Texans. We hope you enjoyed all the fireworks this weekend, and we welcome you to some fireworks of our own. It's the off-season summer showcase. A lot of things to get to in today's episode. Shane Leckler on a fishing trip. We catch up with an Indianapolis Colt and get his reaction to this stadium. But let's start here. When the schedule was released, we had a chance to get firsthand reaction from the head coach, Bill O'Brien, on what he thought of the layout of games.
Coach, the schedule is upon us. What's the first thing you do when it gets in front of you for the first time? What do you scan for? What do you look for? What's first on your mind?
First game. You look at the first game, you know, Kansas City, very tough opponent, and not an opponent that we're real familiar with, you know, meaning they're not obviously a division opponent. They're not somebody that we play every year. So, really, I look at the first game. And then, basically, from there, you're looking at where the bye occurs, where some travel may occur, you know, if you're going from, you know, the East Coast to the West Coast. Actually, you know, we don't really travel to the West Coast on this schedule, so the travel doesn't seem to be too bad. So right now, looking at the schedule, we're all excited about it.
Yeah, you don't travel west of Houston at all.
Right.
And let's start with what you just said. That's an unfamiliar opponent a bit in the Chiefs. And then you followed up with three of the NFC South opponents. A little bit of a challenge there, that first four set of games.
Absolutely. I mean, a big challenge for our football team. And, you know, we met the other day, started the offseason program, and we talked about this being the beginning of putting together a very solid, competitive 2015 team. And now that the schedule's out, now the players really have something to look at and strive for and motivate them to get going every single day. And not that they need that motivation, but when you have a schedule up there on the wall, it really helps.
You know, the bye week comes smack dab in the middle of the season. You'll have eight games under your belt. You like that? Do you like it earlier? Do you like it later? What do you think about the bye?
I think when it comes in the middle of the season, it's really almost perfect. You know, I think that when it's eight games in, that's a time when your team probably needs a little bit of a rest from the normal bumps and bruises that happen in a NFL season. It'll be good to get that rest there and then kick it into gear for the last half of the season.
Any advantage to having that Thursday night or earlier in the season? You know, you're not maybe as beat up as you might be later, and then you get that extra bit of rest afterwards?
Yeah, hopefully we're not as beat up. You know, you can never predict things that may come up, and you have to be flexible and be able to adapt to different injuries and whatever may happen during the year. But certainly I think having a Thursday game earlier in the year as opposed to, you know, in December is probably a little bit better for us at this point.
We know the fans always circle the primetime games. There's two of them this year. What do you guys think of the primetime setup this year for the Texans?
Well, every game's important. I mean, in this league, it's not like baseball where you play 162 games. It's not like basketball where you play 82 games. You know, you have 16 one-game seasons, and so every game is vitally important to the success of your season. But, you know, I know that when you play a Monday night game, you play a Thursday night game, if you play a Sunday night game, those games are very, very special in the fact that you're really the only game on TV that night, and the whole country's watching that game, and I know our guys get really fired up to play those games.
What else do you want to get out there that maybe I haven't asked that you want people to know about the schedule?
Well, I think the big thing is, again, in my first year here in Houston, one of the things that stood out to me was our home crowd advantage. We have the best home crowd in the National Football League. I've been to every stadium. We're loud, we're into the game, we're there early, we stay till the end, and that's really what we're asking our fans to continue to do. Is our players really appreciate the support, our coaches appreciate the support, and we know that we're playing in front of the best crowd in the NFL, and that means a lot to us.
With a year under your belt here, how much different was today than schedule release day last year?
Yeah, totally different. You know, I think last year at this time, you know, there were so many different things going on with the release of the schedule and the off-season program and the draft, getting ready for the draft. So I think here now we've kind of established a foundation here in the first year, and now it's uh, it's really a time for us to focus on that schedule during parts of the day when we're not working with the players, you know, so we can divide the day up and have draft and schedule and really do a good job of making sure we're prepared for the season.
You can catch that video on HoustonTexans.com and all of our videos on HoustonTexans.com. Normally our top five presented by Wingstop. Don't forget to log out of the website, and the top five will be back in a couple of weeks.